everyone, it's Zoe from Seneca once again, and today we're going to be looking at ionic bonding. So, ionic bonding is a type of bonding that occurs between oppositely charged ions. So, ionic bonding is the electrostatic attraction between ions of opposite charges. Ionic bonds are very strong. Ionic bonds are much stronger than any type of intermolecular force, but are generally weaker than covalent bonds, because it can't always be the best. Sorry about it. Noble gas configurations. Ions form to make noble gas configurations. An atom will lose or gain electrons until it has the same electron configuration as a noble gas, which basically means full outer shell. Group 1 atoms will lose one electron to form a full outer shell. Group 2 atoms will lose 2 electrons to form a full outer shell. Group 3 atoms will lose exactly 3 electrons to form a full outer shell. Group 6 atoms will gain 2 electrons to form a full outer shell. And group 7 atoms will gain 1 electron to form a full outer shell. Okay, so ionic bonds are electrostatic attractions between ions of opposite charges. The electrostatic force is the mutual attraction of unlike electric charges. And ions are atoms or molecules that have gained or lost electrons and become charged. Okay, so what kind of attraction exists in ionic bonding? The answer is electrostatic. There are a few examples of compound ions that you need to know. For example, carbonate ions, which is CO3 2-, nitrate ions, NO3-, hydroxide ions, OH-, sulfate ions, SO4 2-, and ammonium ions, NH4+. You need to know those. Ionic formulae can be calculated by balancing charge. The principle of electroneutrality states that the overall charge must be zero. Add or subtract cations, positive ions, or anions, negative ions, to find a neutral formula. What is the formula of a carbonate ion? CO3 2-. Giant ionic lattices. Okay, so ionic compounds have a lattice structure. A giant ionic lattice structure for ionic compounds. Okay, so this means that the structure is made of repeating units of identical structure. Different compounds can have very different lattices. For example, sodium chloride, NaCl, has a cube-shaped lattice. Ionic compounds have specific properties, so listen up. They dissolve in water. This is because water is polar. They conduct electricity when molten or dissolved. This is because the ions can move and carry charge when molten or solvated. They also have high melting points because the ionic bonds are so strong. So, which of the following are properties of ionic compounds? High melting points, soluble in water, and electrical conductors when in solution or molten. And what is the formula of a hydroxide ion? OH-. Finally, ions like to have full outer shells. Atoms will lose or gain electrons until they have the same electron configuration as a noble gas. Okay, thanks so much. That's all for this episode, and we will see you next time. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode on Seneca Prep. Hope it was useful. Make sure you subscribe to this channel to keep updated and get all of your cool test prep podcasts.